This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about the LISD Japanese Exchange Program. And to talk a little bit more about that is the Exchange Coordinator, Japanese Exchange Coordinator, Bob Benke. Bob, welcome back into the program once again.
Hi, Dale. Great to be back.
Let's explain for the listeners. We're going to talk about exactly who can participate in this, but exactly when we talk about the Japanese Exchange Program, what is it?
You know, that's a really good question because a lot of people are well aware of the sister city program between the city of Adrian and Moriyama, Japan.
Right.
But this really goes beyond that and is a countywide program when we look at the student end of things with the middle school exchange. So since 1993, the LISD has been working with students from across the county and Moriyama, and we do an exchange. And it's open to all students from Lenawee County. And the basic principle of, you know, all exchange programs are we have students from Japan that are paired up with students from Lenawee County and families here in Lenawee County. They stay with the host family here. And our hope here really is opportunities for the Japanese students to learn about American culture. And then the following year, the students from Lenawee go and they stay with those same students that stayed in their home here in Lenawee County in Moriyama with their family. And the opportunity for our students to learn about Japanese culture and international travel and a lot of other great perspectives when it comes to the cultural exchanges.
Now, is this just for a certain part of the age group of the school? Is it middle school or high school? What right. How does that work?
So, the program is a middle school exchange for current 6th and 7th grade students. Okay. So that's paired up with the students who are in Moriyama who would come here would be similar age levels. And then the program is that we would host them this October. And then the following June, so not this June coming up, but a year over a year away June, so those students will then have moved into 7th and 8th grade. So they're not in high school yet. And the same thing's true with the Japanese students. They're not in high school yet. And then they will have experiences where our students would attend school in their middle school in Moriyama, and then they would attend our middle school here in the U.S.
I can just imagine the cultural exchanges going on with this because of the fact of, you know, having our students going over to Japan and experience what life is like over in Japan and experience their school and their what they're considered a school day. And for those Japanese students to be able to come over here too. I can just imagine it was just the cultural exchange is just amazing.
Yeah. And so you talk about the school day and the intensity of the school day and how a school day looks here compared to how school day looks in Japan is very different. You know, so uniforms are required. And the courses that are taken, the fact that they're learning English in the at the elementary level is, you know, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And then the fact that our last delegation that went over there, many of them were in orchestra and talked about the fact that as a Lenawee County student, they, you know, play the violin or play the strings. And that isn't something that they have in the Japanese school.
Oh, really?
So that's an advantage that, you know, our students have orchestra as a core for the most part in most of our districts throughout the county. And that that was a big takeaway.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other aspect is just, you know, the home aspect where they traditionally eat, you know, in their living room area at a low table on the floor. So, you know, students need to, you know, sit sit on the floor on on a pillow and experience that is, you know, much different than the kitchen table or the couch that we have, you know, here in the U.S. as well. Same thing with sleeping arrangements. When I was there, I was paired up with a principal, and I slept on the tatami mat on the floor.
No kidding.
And then rolled that mat up, and off it goes from that day. So. Little different things in terms of the support that my memory foam mattress has at home, and that's part of the cultural experience, we'll say.
I can imagine, though, some lasting relationships coming out of this too, Bob.
Absolutely. And, you know, this program has been going on since 1993. And speaking to adults now from around the county that know I'm involved with the program, and they still strike up the conversation of how much they learned, the experience, but then going back to I'm still in contact with their exchange family, their host family, or the individual. Mm-hmm. And a lot more so now with, you know, the use of the internet compared to, you know, the good old days of pen pals.
Oh, yeah.
But that's something that is still very, very strong. People that have, since the exchange, have gone back to Japan and visited their host family, or had their host family come back and unofficially visit here again, even though they were no longer part of the official program.
Yeah. Which I think is really neat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thing to happen to occur from that. So, what are the requirements for? To participate in this exchange program then, Bob?
Yeah. So, I mean, the obvious, as we talked about, current sixth or seventh graders in Lenawee County. So that's public and private schools. Last year, we had a student from LCS that went to the program with us. So open through the lens of LCS and private schools as well. The other component is the student needs to have a passport, obviously, to travel abroad. When we look at the rooming arrangements, the house that they stay in here in the U.S., the Japanese student needs to have their own room.
Okay.
And some of the times it changes where, you know, the host student, they, you know, move downstairs into the basement and stay in one of the guest rooms or a different spot of the basement during that week, so that Japanese student has their own room. Because when the student from Lenawee travels to Japan, they get their own room there as well.
Okay.
That's kind of part of the ground rules that we have with Moriyama. And then the ISD, and then also through local grants as well from the Rotary Club, Anderson Development, other service clubs, they provide a lot of the coverage of costs and expenses for train tickets when we're over there, some meals when we're over there. But the biggest expense, and this is the expectation of the program, is that the ticket to Japan would be covered by the family.
And
that varies quite a bit in terms of cost from year to year, and sometimes it's higher, sometimes it's lower. For safety's sake, we're projecting between $2,500 and $3,500. Again, hoping it will be lower. We do have scholarships that are in place for individuals that would qualify for free and reduced lunch that we can talk about through the application process. So there is a safety net there as well.
I know just from talking from the students who have participated in this in the past, how much they have enjoyed and the experience that they got out of it, mm-hmm. that it's like, this is like a once in a lifetime thing to be able to experience.
Yeah.
So I, you know, would think that this would be very intriguing to some students or even some parents who would like to have their students have this type of experience.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, from my lens as well, you know, it working with these students as we traveled to Hiroshima and visiting the site of the atomic bomb drop and the memorial there afterwards, just hearing their discussion and the impact of war and humanity, it gives a lot of hope that, you know, our kids are well aware of global conversations and the role that we as a country play in the world. It's pretty remarkable on that front. So it's not just the exchange piece, it's the history piece, the planning of trips, is an important piece. You know, it's that piece of, you know, I could tell them, oh, we jump on this train, walk through this line, get on this train, or we can do this together and have them plan and what's the location that we want to go to and how do we make sure we don't get lost?
Yeah.
Those sort of things.
Yeah. So when you're looking at the applying for this program, the exchange program, Bob, is there a deadline for applications for this?
Yeah. So when we look at this, we still got a couple months. This is kind of the PR component of things. We have several upcoming informational meetings. The first one's coming up Thursday, February 27th from 6:30 to 7:30. And that's at the ISD main building. The administrative office is just north of Valley Road there. Mm-hmm. And we'll provide information. If you go to the website lisd.us/Japan, or just do a Google search of LISD Japan Exchange, will pop up all the information. And on there is the application process, all the dates that are coming up as well.
Okay.
Students should be receiving copies of the informational sheets through their school so they can bring those home to the parents. But we also know sometimes they need a little reminder, or parents may hear about this tonight and encourage them to attend.
Yeah, exactly. You know, or saying, did you get some information on this? Yeah, we know kids, right?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And to be able to go and participate in this, and also gives the parents and the family and the students a little bit more time to figure out, you know, if this is something for them.
Right.
And, you know, and then to think about the financing of the trip, too. So.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, time-wise, again, it's not that thing that you apply and, you know, you apply at the end of April and then here you need to write us a check. You apply and then we got well over a year before the trip takes place. So there's plenty of opportunities for the holidays, for birthdays, for
sure.
Family members to chip in, you know, get the summer job, cut some grass in the neighborhood, those sort of things to kind of help offset those costs. In addition to if a student does need to apply for a scholarship as well.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like it's, and like I said, I've talked to the students from here in Lenawee County who have gone on this exchange program, and they just come back with just this wealth of information and experience that I always find a lot fun to talk to see what their experience was. So, you know, parents be thinking about this and talking with your students about this as well, if this is something that they would like to participate in.
Yep.
And again, the best way to find out more information is going where again, Bob?
So if you go to the LISD website, lisd.us/Japan, and all the information's contained there.
Is there anything else we didn't cover?
One concern, people say, how is my student going to navigate not knowing Japanese?
Ah.
And, you know, really with the advent of electronics and Translate, you can take a picture of text and it will give you the basic idea of where to go. So knowing and learning and being fluent in Japanese is not a requirement. We come up with what the basics are to get you around, but we really also talk about how do you use that translate button, and it's really a great tool for kids.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Great, great opportunity here. And Bob, thank you so much for being on the program to give us a heads up on this.
Yep, thanks, Dale. Always glad to be here.
Bob Benke, the Japanese Exchange Coordinator for the LISD Japanese Exchange Program, my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale LeCartner, and we'll talk again soon.